Welcome to the Shift series with me, Kemi Nekfapil. I am a credentialed executive and personal coach, international speaker, facilitator, and author. I work with female leaders and entrepreneurs from all over the world, and as a coach, it is my role to support my clients to move from where they are to where they want to be. The Shift series is my commitment to giving all women access to the power of coaching. There are no top tips, no formulas, no advice. What you will find here is a collection of condensed coaching sessions, interspersed with personal storytelling and real-life situations, to empower you to dig into your internal resources and take action to move you forward. Please note, as an ICF credentialed coach, I work under a strict confidentiality agreement. Any client stories have been modified to protect the client. So let's begin. Today's episode explores joy. Who doesn't want joy? As it turns out, not everyone. Let me rephrase that. We all want joy, and yet we can easily let it slip through our fingers. Sometimes we're not even letting it slip. We can intentionally take joy, screw it up into a ball, and throw it away. We can be masters of diminishing our joy. Carmen had been running her business for 6 years, and she felt incredibly grateful to be doing the work that she loved with a lean team of three. She respected her team and was committed to building each of their skills and leadership potential. When Carmen and I had our coaching session together, she had been thrown a curveball. One of her team had handed in her resignation. "My general manager, Dilek, is leaving. I did not see this coming at all." "I'm so sorry to hear this, Carmen. I know you loved working with her." "The thing is, Kemi, I don't believe the reason she says she is leaving." "Okay, but before we go ahead, what does a successful session look like for you today?" "I want to be clear on why she is leaving. I think it's something that I did, or rather something I didn't do. I'm starting to get paranoid. I now think that they're all going to leave. And if this happens, it's the end of the business." "Carmen, where would you like to begin?" "Last week, we hit a really big milestone in the business. It had been all hands on deck for a few intense weeks of early mornings and late nights. And although we were all tired and exhausted, it was worth every ounce of blood, sweat, and a few tears that we put in. When we received the email from the client that our proposal had been chosen, Dilek ran into my office and was absolutely beside herself with joy. She was screaming and laughing, and so were the other two team members. And I felt incredibly relieved. That was my first feeling, one of relief. And then Dilek said to me, 'Let's go to lunch to celebrate this great achievement. We deserve a boozy lunch.' The other team members were excited, they were cheering, and they were looking at me for the go-ahead. And you know what I said, Kemi? Tell me, what did you say?" "I said, 'We shouldn't get ahead of ourselves. Let's deliver the work, then maybe we can celebrate.' And I could literally feel the joy leave the room." How do you know that it was joy that left the room? I could tell by their faces, and the room went cold. This is why I think she is leaving. We had to get another proposal in that day, so we all went back to work and I didn't have a chance to talk to her about it, and now she's handed in her resignation." "Carmen, what makes you believe she is leaving because of this one incident?" "Kemi, it's not one incident. I do this. My sister calls me the wet blanket." "A wet blanket? That's the joy of siblings." "No, she's right, though. I do it all the time, and I don't know why I do it." "I'm going to challenge you there, Carmen. There is always a reason for the things that we do. I understand that you may not have given yourself time to think about why before, but you'll get to the core of it when you're ready. What is the ideal outcome for you from this situation? I really don't want Dilek to leave. She is so important to my team. So what do you see as the next steps? I need to talk to her. I really don't want to lose her. And what is it that you want her to know, Carmen? I want her to know that I'm sorry that I took the joy out of celebrating our big win, and actually most of our wins, and that I don't mean to be a wet blanket. I do it because I worry that something will go wrong, that it's all a little too good to be true, and it's something that I'm working on with my coach. Hey, Carmen, did you just get to the core of your wet blanket ways? I think I did. I do it because I'm scared that something will go wrong, so I don't celebrate in the moment. When will you speak to Dilek? As soon as we have finished this session. And now it is over to you. Do you have a tendency to take joy away from yourself or others? What is getting in the way of you experiencing joy? When was the last time you experienced joy? What one action can you take today that will cause you to shift forward toward joy? Not what one action might you take or try to take if you have the time. What action will you take today? And by when will your action be completed? Remember, one action, one shift at a time. And in the words of Emily Dickinson, find ecstasy in life. The mere sense of living is joy enough. If today's episode has given you the chance to see things differently, the opportunity to reflect or take action, please give a 5-star review on iTunes so the podcast is able to reach more women around the world. I have a question for you. What is your relationship to power? Power, A Woman's Guide to Living and Leading Without Apology, is my new book published with Penguin Random House and will be released into the world on March the 1st, 2022. Based on the 5 power principles of presence, ownership, wisdom, equality, and responsibility. Power blends inspiring stories with reflective coaching practices, providing the tools to navigate the challenges that impact who we are, from discrimination and burnout to trauma and self-doubt. Shift your thinking about what power is and who gets to have it so that you can live and lead without apology. Pre-order your copy now from the places that you buy books. Here's to living and leading without apology.